Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Wangechi Mutu, an acclaimed Kenyan artist now based in New York, who is recognized for work that conflates gender, race, art history, and personal identity. Thank you, Wangechi, for joining us.
You're most welcome. I'm happy to be here.
This calendar year, 2019, will see three major commissions by three Black women artists at major institutions quite literally across the world. There is, of course, your commission for the facade of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. There's Kara Walker at the Tate in London. And there's Micheline Thomas at our very own Baltimore Museum of Art. So could you reflect for me just a little on this moment and what it means for you as an artist, particularly to be in and among your peer group making these big statements worldwide?
To be honest, I think this work that Black women and a lot of Black artists have been doing is addressing these misconceptions and misdeeds and malpractices that have kept racial and gender biases and inequalities alive. So I feel like the work that I'm doing and many of my colleagues are doing is really telling the truth about what's happening in society. And I think the reaction is that institutions and curators want to see this work represented in their spaces. And I also think there's a lot of curators and thinkers who are not as visible, who've been doing this work tirelessly for years in parallel with us. And they are also coming to the forefront. And clearly, the work that they've put in is important now because there are so many things that need to be addressed that have been hidden and so many skeletons that need to be unearthed. And I think we are doing the work that ought to have been done all these years and obviously is being done.
So I think you touch on the really important point I think about often, which is that you have actually been exploring these questions for decades. And now institutions appear to be having an awakening, giving some of these major public commissions to people making valuable statements about the present day. So do you feel gratified that that moment has arrived? Or do you feel a sort of skepticism around the engagement of those museums in work that you've been doing for your own reasons for so long?
Well, there's two parts to that for me, Chris. There's the part of art making that is very much a personal and intimate process. And when I'm in that state, I'm completely inside of the work. I'm not really concerned about what is going to happen outside of the studio. I'm thinking about the materials and the ideas and so forth. And the other part is the more public conversation. And I feel very much, I always feel quite responsible for what's happening in the world, just in terms of the fact that as an artist, I'm sensitive to societal issues and injustices and all the things that I think we all experience as human beings. As an artist, I tend to take them personally. And so I feel this moment where these ideas and these issues and these social and political efforts are being made by creatives, it's extremely gratifying. I feel the way I work is in some ways in line with what I hope artists all over do, which is consider themselves a big part of this ethos. And I'm thrilled that a lot of the work that I've been doing lines up with what needs to be said.
So I wanted to pick up on this idea of the public conversation, because every time an artist makes a work of art and decides to install it in a space that can be publicly consumed, it becomes just that. So whether that's a painting, whether it's a video. However, I think when you're working in a public fashion on the facade of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, that is a different register of public engagement that goes beyond the address of, say, a flat work installed on the gallery wall. This is an incredibly ambitious platform for anyone. So what does that transition mean for you?
First of all, I'm incredibly excited, but quite nervous about a piece that has this much visibility, because it's building on what I've done thus far in terms of my sculpture and installation. And in fact, The Water Woman, which was is my largest bronze so far. But there are expectations, and there's a lot of communication with technical experts, and the institution and the bureaucracy that comes with the museum is very much embedded in that conversation. But I think where the magic in the work happens for me is when, again, when I'm in front of the work, either sculpting it out of plasticine and thinking about what these, and they are going to be these figures, will eventually be, or when I'm working with the technical experts who are helping me create the work. So I definitely think I've gone through these sort of kind of schizophrenic moments where I've had to consider, what is this thing going to be like? What is it going to do for the public across the street as they move towards the entrance of the Metropolitan Museum? What do these pieces mean in this city, in this country at this time? But I also have to think, how can I make something that is mesmerizing and powerful and impactful and that changes this immensely important institution's facade for that moment in time? And that poetic instance happens in a very special way when I'm not, again, when I'm not really considering all the hundreds and thousands of people who are going to be walking back and forth in front of the Met.
So I wanted to bear down a little bit on the materials that you've been using to make objects like Water Woman, which in fact, and as you know, of course, the BMA owns, and has been extraordinary for us. But I, like the majority, I think, of curators and directors, got to know your work through collage. And I found the bronze work so remarkable because you're doing exactly the same thing, but they're now seamless. Those transitions between identities are all rendered in one fluid gesture of material. And that feels very different to me than collage, which sort of announces transitions in identity through additive elements. So clearly the two manners are connected, but a really profound transition too.
I think what has happened is I've gone from a place where I had a lot of uncertainty and a lot of struggle, both in my career, but also as an immigrant Black woman in the United States. And I worked in collage quite intuitively, quite passionately, because it allowed me to break up these whole images, which represented some kind of a perfect picture, to recreate things that I felt didn't represent me, had missed me out in the narrative, didn't represent people who look like me. And I was creating not necessarily a perfect image of myself even, but something that I felt was a lot more honest. And all I can say right now for these new sculptural works is that they're also very much a part of my experience. They're coming from a place of, I suppose, as you're saying, seamless and kind of whole, one unified creature, in some ways because I probably feel that way now. And I'm able to render that idea because I'm not necessarily going at it from this sort of combative sense.
Well, I think that's a really beautiful note for us to end on, Wangechi. And I want to thank you for joining me and for chatting today. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much, Chris, for having me. And I'm really glad to have an opportunity to speak about these works.
You can see Wangechi Mutu's extraordinary sculpture, Water Woman, on view at the BMA. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.